From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French media report the black box recorders found in the wreckage of a Russian passenger jet show a bomb brought down the plane over Egypt last week, killing all 224 passengers and crew on board. France 2 television and the French news agency cite sources close to the investigation. AFP's source, according to investigators, says the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder show everything was normal on board the Russian Metro jet until 24 minutes into the flight when suddenly there was nothing, with one of the boxes registering a loud sound and a violent sudden end, strongly indicating that a bomb had gone off. British Prime Minister David Cameron was among the first to halt British flights to Egypt, which stranded some British citizens, like this man who encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh.
The biggest issues have probably been at the Sharm el-Sheikh sort of end of things. The hardest bit was just no one really knew what was going on. No one knew how long we were going to be there for. But we were put up in some really nice hotels. Everything was paid for and accommodating. It was brilliant.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has now suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service recommended the halt. White House officials say President Barack Obama has concluded Israel and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That forecast is closed as President Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Moscow said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met by telephone Friday with efforts to coordinate and widen international political talks on Syria to include both opposition groups and the Assad government. This is VOA News. Political campaign.